Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday we finished our study of church fellowship. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts with a study on the book of 1 Samuel today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Foundation for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, today we're going to start the book of 1 Samuel. And I entered this with a little bit different outlook on this book. Now, I don't mean outlook as far as from other pastors, but rather than doing the nuts and bolts that we normally do in our verse-by-verse study, this will look at each chapter and look at more of the application into our spiritual lives as we consider these things. You know, in the Old Testament, we find that many of the things in the Old Testament are types and shadows of Jesus Christ. Now understand, type is a shadow, but it's not the substance. Noah and Lot are used as types in prophecy, but they aren't the prophecy, they're history. Joseph is the type of Christ. Joseph is the type. Jesus Christ is the antitype. The antitype is the substance. The type is the shadow. For example, Jesus is not a type of Joseph, but Joseph is a type of Jesus Christ. So Jesus is not the type, Joseph is. The similarity between type and antitype will never be perfect. The type is a shadow of that which is to come, but it's not the perfect substance. On the other hand, Jesus Christ is not a type of God. He is God. Okay, so we can't even look at Jesus Christ as a type. He is God. And I hope that you'll be following along. There's 31 chapters in the book of 1 Samuel. And we'll try to go through those chapters and as best as we can. And I hope that it will end up being a blessing to your heart. I was looking back at the last time I taught through the book of 1 Samuel. And that was way back at the beginning of the year 2000. So I hope that this will be a blessing to you. And then also, let me ask you to write the Lamp and Light broadcast and let us know that you listen. It seems like from time to time we'll have people that will write us and say, we listen, what a blessing. They'll perhaps share with us some answer to a prayer that they had that was given to them through the broadcast, maybe something that they had always wondered about and God showed it to them through our broadcast. And other things that edify and build up the believer. We like to know those things because that's what this broadcast is about. And then secondly, we also like to get your Bible questions. Now, you know, every year right around December, we have a question answer period. And we normally stop if we're in the middle of a book of the Bible, we stop teaching on that book of the Bible just to cover those questions and answers. And I hope that we all be able to answer your question on the 2013 question answer period. And so you need to get those questions in as soon as possible, and I'll try to get the answers back to you. Again, the questions that are answered by me, and I'm the one that does the research to get you the answers that you need. So I want you to have these answers, so write me with your questions. You can email us through our website that our announcer gives you at the conclusion of each day's broadcast, or You can simply write us at our physical address, which our announcer also gives you at the end of each day's broadcast. But please, we want to hear from you. Now, you say, are you asking for an offering? No, we're not asking for an offering. You know, we don't do that here. If people do send money, we don't want you sending your tithe. We only want an offering. Your tithe belongs to your local church. But if you do send an offering, I do want you to know that it does not go to buy meals for people. It doesn't go to pad anybody's bank account. Everything that comes into Lamp and Light goes right back into the ministry for things such as equipment. And equipment is expensive here, and other needs of the ministry. Basically, Central Baptist Church has kept this ministry on the air, and good godly men as Mark Hopper and Dick Vaught, who put in literally hours upon hours of work to keep this program on the air, and they give that time freely. They have talents and abilities God has given them, and they use it freely for this broadcast many hours every week. So praise God for them. And I hope that you will write us and let us know, and let us know that you appreciate the Lamp and Light broadcast. Okay, now we go to the book of 1 Samuel. And, of course, for the most part, our studies have been in the New Testament. So as we look at 1 Samuel, the first chapter tells us of the beginning of Samuel's life. You know, we like to think about beginnings. You think about when your marriage began. Some of you think about when you began having children. Every new year, you think of the beginning of a new year. And perhaps you think of the beginning of various things, maybe of a business or some ministry. Now, in Christianity, beginnings are not usually from scratch. That is, they're already present, those or things that we work with when we begin. In considering, then, that idea of new beginnings as we begin a new book of the Bible, 1 Samuel, or new for us, as the book's been in there for many, many years, almost 3,000 years, so it's new to us, okay? But as we go over, I hope that you'll receive a blessing from it. So let's look in here and read the first three verses here. He says in verses 1 through 3, "Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuth, an Ephrathite." Now let me just stop there. I remember the first time that I visited Israel, and I was with the Ministry of Tourism at that time. They had invited me to come with some other preachers. And I think the one thing that I remember is that my last name is Bloom, and I'm told that that is Jewish. Now, I've really not examined my past. I haven't looked at my ancestry. I have relatives who have. I've been told that we have full-blooded Jews in our ancestry that goes back into 1700s, 1800. So I know that the name Bloom has some association with Jews. And evidently, it's somewhat common in Israel, because they were asking me, was I coming back there to examine my ancestry and to go look through records and find from where I came, you might say. And so I told them, no, I wasn't there to do that. And as they questioned me and they let me know, well, you know, Bloom's a very Jewish name, I let them know I hardly knew beyond my grandparents' names. I remember my great-grandmother and outside of that, I don't remember any more about it. And so I don't know that much. Boy, they thought that that was one of the worst things that I could do. It's almost as if I was disrespectful of my heritage. Boy, I don't want to be that, but I just had no interest in looking that up, I did have one uncle that said he'd checked our family tree out, and he said there were so many crooks in there, he got discouraged. And so I don't want to go back here and get discouraged looking at the family tree. Now, as we go on, it says here of this man, Elkanah, and he had two wives, and the name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other, Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. Well, now we're starting to get the beginnings here of the story of Samuel's life here. And verses 1 through 3 provides us with players and places. Now, here's Elkanah, who will be Samuel's father. His name means God chosen. My friend, if you are saved, if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, do you realize you're a God chosen? We're told in Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now, many times we stop right there and we don't go any further, and that's a shame, because the next verse, verse 10, is as much a part of that little section as verse 8 is and verse 9 is. Verse 10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. God had a will for you even before you were saved. And he's chosen you to fulfill that specific thing. Now, you may or may not fulfill that thing, but understand, if you're saved, you're God chosen. Now, we're not talking about you're God chosen to go to heaven while others are God chosen to go to hell. That's not taught in the Bible, by the way. That is a doctrine out of hell. And it started there way back there very long ago with a man named Augustine. And he had some people predestined to hell or some predestined to heaven. Later, Calvin came in and dressed it up a little. He removed the sacraments as necessary for salvation, and yet he still maintained that some were chosen to go to heaven, some chosen to go to hell. You might say Calvinism is, in a sense, Reformed Catholicism that goes from some of the errors concerning salvation on how to be saved in Catholicism that's there. So he's God chosen, and we're told he has two wives. Now, in our passage, this is not condemned that he has two wives, but nor is it praised. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.